Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Branton and all kinds of room. He scores! Branton and again. Branton and scores! Down low. Johnston scores!
Vestikov. Score! Ehlers fanned on it. Count to three. Ehlers cross ice. Score! Score! Perfetti! With under 2 seconds remaining. Thompson! Connor. Back up the boards for Peon. Peon shoots. Score! The Jets win it! On the deflection! Oh, what a tag Jets!
Flip, Fraser, between the legs! No, he didn't! Chase Fraser, you're a sicko!
Between the legs, bouncer!
And the Buffalo Bandits are headed to their fifth straight NHL Finals with a two-game sweep of the Vancouver Warriors.
Thank God the Bandits won. That's all I have to say. Welcome into a brand new week here on Sabres Live.
Oh, man, Marty, I've just...
You ever wonder why I just go to concerts now and maybe not sporting events? I can't handle losing. I can't handle it.
So concerts don't break your heart. Concerts don't break your heart.
From the end of the Jets game, but
wow. I'm happy for Scott Arneal. And to be honest with you, Duffer, I'm a little relief for Connor Hellebuyck. This has been like one of those weird series where he got pulled three times and still wins, which was a game seven double overtime. And he, not that he looked great in that game. Like, the start of the game was disastrous for the Winnipeg Jets, but we forget that because it's all about the end of the game, the two goals in less than 2 minutes, the overtime, the double overtime. And you go back and you say, man, this was probably the worst start for the Winnipeg Jets to game seven, but they found a way to win. It was incredible.
How many games were there in the opening round?
Oh, well, I'll just go easy. 8 times 6, 42 games.
I hope it's... Your math of 8 times 6 did not just land you at 42.
No, I went 8 times 6, and then I took some back.
Yes, 47 is the correct answer.
See, I should have taken one back. I took more than one. Yes,
I know. How many featured a blown lead of multiple goals?
Out of 47 games, I'm going to say 12.
12 is the correct answer.
That was a guess, by the way, but I'm thinking
25%. Yeah. Hair over.
LA, Edmonton had a bunch of those.
Here's the order. Yeah. Washington, LA, yeah. Toronto, New Jersey, Edmonton, Ottawa, LA, New Jersey, Toronto, Colorado, St. Louis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Now, they didn't all result in losses, obviously, but the point remains the same.
Yeah.
If you're up by two, please try to make it three. And if you're up by three in the Devils' case, please try to make it four.
So Colorado, Dallas, Saturday night. Like, it was 2-0 with a power play. Colorado has a power play.
Same thing last night.
St. Louis has a power play. But Winnipeg ended up with the power play in OT too. But like that would have been, but that's like 2-0 is not, and 3-1 is not a comfortable lead. And I get it. Look, the St. Louis Blues are up 3-1 with 2 minutes left. Like, come on. That has to be, as Bulldog would say, garage, park that car in the garage. But it felt like it was, it felt like it was trending. Like Winnipeg was getting chances and getting looks, and they score one. Then they almost had one that was over the line. It was reviewed, which was awesome. By the way, if you're Winnipeg, take your time in the review as much as you can, because that was like an extended timeout. Like, it was an extended timeout for the Winnipeg Jets to just be like, hey, rest our guys, come back to the bench. Let's draw more plays. This is what they're doing. Because all St. Louis was doing was protecting the middle of the ice. Like, the top of the zone, the points were wide open. And that's why that pass from Ehlers to Connor was wide open, because there was not a single St. Louis Blues up in the zone protecting that.
Well, it's still clearly hard for me to speak about. I was watching that simultaneously with the Bandits, and you know, I was so happy. I was just, as you know, bit of a Mike Weber guy, and was just really hopeful for the Blues to get through. And
I was watching on CBC. Well, I was having both, but there was a clip in OT. And they're talking about Claude Julien, who's now on the bench, who's been on the bench this year with the St. Louis Blues. He was brought in as an advisor to, I forget the name of the previous coach, but anyway, and then Jim Montgomery came along. Drew Bannister, thank you very much. And then Jim Montgomery comes along, and Claude Julien is there still helping the transition. And there was a clip of Claude Julien with his notes and leaning over to Mike Weber and talking to Webby. And I'm like, you know what? Like, this is such a valuable experience for a guy like Mike Weber, who's, I think Webby is a great hockey, knowledgeable person, a good heart, a good person. But to spend time with Claude Julien on the bench and learn from the guy that has got so much experience in the NHL, I think it's great. So I was thinking of Webby in that moment. And yes, I mean, it is hard for Webby. It is hard for Jim Montgomery, the St. Louis Blues. But again, I'm going to enjoy, you know, giving props to Scotty Arneal, who, you know, in his first go as the Jets head coach, was able to get the Jets not only a President's Trophy, but over the hump in the first round. Good on Arnie.
Indeed. Now, there is one coach that I was again thinking of last night who was not involved in the series. Who is he?
Rick Bowness.
No. Once again,
but he wasn't involved, but he was. Oh.
Becomes top of mind because Kyle Connor has another 3-point game. He had two game winners in the series. He is tied for the playoff scoring lead, and yet he was not good enough, apparently, to play in the gold medal game of the Four Nations tournament for Team USA. This, I joked earlier in the series, in the playoffs, that this was his Mark Crawford moment. This is never going to get better for Mike Sullivan. Like, this is going to be attached to him. And I get it. And I'm the last guy that should be, like, elevating the Four Nations tournament to some status that resembles the Olympics, because I barely watched. But anyway, holy cow. Like, how ever was Kyle Connor not a part of somebody's lineup in a clinching game? Like, this guy is so good. And, man, no Shifley, no Morrissey, and there's Kyle Connor. 3 more points, tied for the scoring lead in the playoffs. Like, holy cow.
So Kyle Connor was the leader for the Jets, and he was even when Shifley was there. And look at the Four Nations, he wasn't as himself. He didn't stand out as much. And maybe that's part of the coaching staff to find players and the right players to play him with and whatnot. Yeah. But he, like Kyle Connor, when he had the puck, his move to go around the net, entering the zone, goes around the net, finds the spot. It was great. Another player that stood out to me yesterday was Nick Ehlers. And I know Perfetti had the two goals. Namestnikov had the 3-2 goal, the one that got the comeback going. Nick Ehlers, in his second game in the series, he only played game 6 and game 7. Yep. I felt like had some great legs and was fast, and his missed shot with like 5 seconds left. Like he knows there's 5 seconds left. I got to get the puck on net. He misses the puck. Like he fanned on it. It could have been the most disastrous moment of potentially his career, thinking, how did I not miss that? It's like you're on 18 at Pebble Beach at the US Open and you hit your ball off the toe and it goes into like the crowd. Like that's what it would have been. Like, you know, but the ball comes back to him or the puck comes back to him and he finds Connor to the back door to Perfetti. So now my mind yesterday, Duffer, went to, well, Nick Ehlers, because earlier I was preparing for my hit on TSN and all I kept thinking is the Jets are going to lose. We're going to have to do like a bit of a postmortem on the Jets. Nick Ehlers, UFA, probably is going to move on. You know, the Jets can't get over the first round. Their team's going to look different next year. So now they win. Nick Ehlers, I felt I had a really good game. And now my mind is like, well, Nick Ehlers is still a UFA next year. And Nick Ehlers is still available. And that will be interesting because, as we have talked about before, would Nick Ehlers look good on the Buffalo Sabres, you know, wing with maybe a Norris and a Thompson? And so now my mind went that way last night. And this morning, our buddy James in Rochester with AFP Analytics came up with this the year-end projection with this summer's contract. So Nick Ehlers is obviously somebody that I went to and wrote down his projection as a UFA.
And?
Well, his projections are, let's remember, Nick Ehlers is 29 years old and 6 years at $8.1 million is the projected contract for Nick Ehlers. It's a little bit pricey at $8.1 million, but again, what do you say?
Trying not to say it. Who gives him that?
Well, that's the thing. Well, these are not projected on who is the fit and what our teams have. It's more like the projection compared to other contracts that have been signed. But as a UFA, you're at the mercy of who's going to give you that. As an RFA, sometimes it's a little bit easier to ask for that because, you know, it's not about supply and demand. You're with one team and that team, either you sign with them or they don't have you, and you have a little bit more of that leverage. But I think $8 million for Nick Ehlers is a little bit more than what I thought was going to be. You know, like, but again, there's projections that are extremely low. I look at Sam Bennett. Their projection is 6 times $6.6 million. And I'm like, wait a second. Nick Ehlers would be getting 8 and Sam Bennett would be getting 6.6. No, I think if anything, it's the opposite. Bennett would get 8 and Nick Ehlers would get 6.6. But look, it's going to be interesting. But Ehlers had a good game. Perfetti, stand out. I love what Perfetti's doing. Namestnikov, Morrissey didn't play. He got hurt. He played 2 minutes. It was whatever. It was a big win for the Winnipeg Jets.
Indeed. And we're not doing a postmortem on St. Louis because there's no need. They made their in-season coaching change. They acquired Cam Fowler. They got better. They missed their third best player, arguably, Dylan Holloway, throughout the series. Mm-hmm. They still gave the President's Trophy winners a run for their money into double overtime of Game 7. They're fine. The Blues are going to be the Blues now, at least for another year. And then they'll transition under Alex Steen, and we'll see where it goes from here as general manager, of course.
They're still bigger young. Postmortem, they got young players with Kyrou and Thomas.
Well, they also have a lot of old players too, but I think there's going to be some stability there. And it shock the world, obviously, that St. Louis lost. It might have shocked more people in the hockey world that Colorado lost while leading 2-0 going into Game 7 of third period against Dallas. And there have been a few of these since they won a cup. So here's the rub. They've won a cup. So that should buy you some time. But that's not really how it works anymore. No. And we've seen quick coaching changes post-championship wins in multiple sports. And when I say quick, sometimes within a couple of years. Well, we're out of that window now. Jared Bednar is 0-4 in series against the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
And there was a name that has been brought up by all of our insiders and by you, with a quarter of the league needing a new coach. And his name is David Carl, and he's based in Denver. So It was no surprise to read a column out of Denver today saying Bednar's time is up. They should simply hire David.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Girl, and I asked you last week, what would be this fantasy, like, perfect scenario for David Carl to walk into the NHL? Definitely. Is this it? Is this, like, the only one? I don't know. Like, the guy's been unbelievable at the collegiate level with the Pioneers of Denver. Is this what he wanted the whole time? Like, I don't know. Like, and more importantly, would you make this move?
I wouldn't. If I'm the Colorado Avalanche, I'm keeping Jared Bednar and I'm like running it back. Like, look, they made a lot of change this year and they revamped their crease with Blackwood and Wedgwood. They added centers in Charlie Coyle and Jack Drury. And they just, they made so many changes that I would say, okay, let's see how those changes are going to work with Jared Bednar after an off season, after a training camp, and have a better showing in the season. Like, it took a while for the Colorado Avalanche to get going this year because they couldn't get a save by Georgiev, and they didn't really have the depth. Like, and then they make the Mikko Rantanen trade, which obviously blew right back into their face with Rantanen getting 3 goals and an assist in the third period and kind of just stomping of his on his old team there. Post game with Emily Kaplan, he said, I love those guys. They're my brothers, this, that, the other thing. Well, sometimes brotherly love is, you know, we all know I have a brother. I love him. But when I played mini hockey, I crushed him. I put his head through the wall and I would slash him all the time. Like, that's what you do, right? And I think Rantanen did exactly that. He put the Colorado Avalanche head through the drywall in the basement and he said, look out. And so I would give Jared Bednar another go at it because there was a lot of changes this year. I think David Carl's move to the NHL may be delayed another year because he may be thinking the same thing. Maybe in a year the Colorado Avalanche make a move if they don't make it now. And then he'd be walking in right there. I think that would be a perfect situation. Nathan MacKinnon, Cale Makar, like the team that they have. I think it'd be great, but I think they give Bednar a little bit more.
What happened to Makar?
Well,
like he didn't have the impact. Was there something?
He didn't have the production. He didn't have the game control that we usually see Cale Makar do have in a game. The power play, like they had a power play. They're up to nothing. They have a power play. You'd think I put a clip online. Okay. On Saturday night, Cale Makar had the puck at the point and he shot the puck. Jake Oettinger was screened and he guessed the puck was going to go right. It was like a soccer goalie on a penalty that is going to go one way. Cale Makar's puck is not off his stick yet. That Jake Oettinger is completely out of the net to the right side. Now, was there bodies in the way? Absolutely. But Cale Makar, at that point, usually would find a way to hit the net, would find a way to put it in the net, and he didn't. That was a perfect example of how the first round went for Cale Makar.
So there is some interesting breaking news today. Kings have parted ways with general manager Rob Blake.
Yes.
You were concerned for the fate of Jim Heller after they lost their series to Edmonton after leading 2-0. We've known for a couple of years, but especially going into this season, that it maybe had to be different for Blake this time around as far as results for the Kings. And he got about as much as he could have hoped after the Kemper trade, Dubois going to Washington. The Kings have a terrific regular season, dominant on home ice, and they still found a way to lose for a fourth consecutive year to the Oilers. So Blake is no longer. Apparently they've parted ways mutually in this situation. So
how else would you part ways with Luc Robitaille? Like, Luc Robitaille is the president, the nicest guy in the world. Like, everything that he's going to do with anybody is mutually parting ways. He's not firing anybody.
Well, regardless, Blake is no longer the GM. Do you think there's going to be a coaching change now because of a new GM?
I would. And I've said that before. I have strong opinion on what Jim Heller did. And look, the challenging game three, the lost lead in game four, the response to the media, the loss of composure I felt from Jim Heller in the last four games of the series, I think it's on him. And look, was the Kings a perfect roster? No. When you go against Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. I felt like Rob Blake was going to get fired last summer.
Right.
You know, like he makes the move, he acquires Pierre-Luc Dubois, he sends Iafallo and Velarde and everybody to Winnipeg, and it looked like, man, that was the bad trade, bad trade. So I thought last summer he should have been gone. He didn't put his team in the best position. He gave Dubois the big contract and everything. Mm-hmm. Then he flips it around this summer, makes a great deal, trades Dubois. Nobody thought you could move on from Pierre-Luc Dubois. He gets it done. Dubois does great in Washington. Who cares? Because Kemper is a Vezina finalist in LA. You got the goalie you needed. You got rid of the contract. You did a great job. And they were great all season long. So I felt, hey, he bought himself some time. Now, here's where my head went when Rob Blake was fired. I think Rob Blake is always had, the win attached to him. He was a winner. He played hard. I felt like he did a really good job to a certain extent with LA. I took some chances. Maybe that, the Dubois thing didn't work out. But I felt like the LA Kings were consistent. They had the group to continue going. So I think now, if you're a team like the New York Islanders who are looking for a general manager, or other teams that may be looking to add to their front office, we know here in Buffalo, Darren Dreger's talked about there's conversations happening with Terry Pegula, Kevin Adams, where do they go? Like, how does Rob Blake's name enter the chat in all of these situations? Because I think Rob Blake is a guy that has a lot of experience and experience in other organizations that could bring some really good knowledge to a team in search of somebody like that.
Well, Blake's tenure obviously had some regular season highs, but no playoff series wins. Of course, they haven't won the Kings a series since winning the Stanley Cup in 2014. So that's the, you know, now you have GM openings on both coasts.
Yep.
In New York with the Islanders and LA with the Kings. There was part of me was going to make a comment about the Rangers maybe should have fallen into that category too, but instead they shocked their fan base by giving Chris Drury an extension during the most tumultuous time. Anyway,
that was a shock. I'll be honest with you, I love Drew, and right, I think yes. I actually feel like he's done some really good work in New York, yeah. But the heat was on and the Rangers market is not easy, and instead of considering a change, they gave him an extension. I know he's the president and general manager, so he does a lot. And at the end of the day, it's not just, you know, there's dollars and cents that the Rangers are making a lot of money. So it's working for the ownership at that point.
So I don't know if we put a bow on Colorado or not, but what happens next for them?
Oh, I think it's about taking a deep breath. Like Nathan MacKinnon's comments post-game were very, very, very gloomy. Like they were without arguably their best forward and their best defenseman, and we couldn't even beat them. Like that's what he said. I'm paraphrasing, but he used the word, we couldn't even beat them. Mm-hmm. So it was gloomy. But I think give them, breathe a little, give it time. I want to say that roster is still very, very good. Mm-hmm. Probably better than it was at the start of the season. Let's give it time to get going again next year.
Well, we will dive in as the show continues into the second round matchups, of which there are four, and one of them starts tonight, Florida at Toronto. There's also the draft lottery tonight. There are, you know, seemingly endless other things to talk about within the game, and of course the Bandits as well, and the Amherst, who remain patiently biding their time until they get the matchup that they have no control over in round three, technically, in the AHL.
I hate that.
They will face either Laval or Cleveland, and right now the Rocket are leading that series 2-1, having missed an opportunity yesterday to advance.
Yes.
The interesting thing within that is, as you talked about last week, I don't know if Caden Primo is going to get the net back from Fowler. And sure enough, Fowler got the first two wins. They went to Primo in game three, chance to wrap it up. Boom, they lose. So now we've got game four in that series tomorrow. And if Cleveland extends it again, we're not going to have game five until Friday. So we may not see the Amherst again for a while.
It may not be until like next Wednesday.
Right.
So we're talking about a 2+ week. Break for the Amherst. So, well, good for them to get the rest, right? I mean, this should be and could be a long playoff, so it'd be good for everybody. Sevi Komarov, you know, he got hurt, so maybe that gives them time to heal up and the Amherst get healthy again.
Indeed. And we'll give you a little rundown of the Bandits weekend coming up, but before we take our first break, remind you that with the Bandits being in the NLL Finals for a fifth consecutive appearance, and they're looking for an historic three-peat. Historic because it would only be the second time in league history that it's happened, but the three-peat would give the Bandits a seventh NLL title. That would be an all-time mark and separate themselves from the pack that they are currently even with. And your opportunity to get back in Bandit land for the final comes up tomorrow, as the game's going to be on Friday, May 16th, game one of the best of three final, and tickets go on sale tomorrow for this at bandits.com/tickets. But season ticket member presale happens, is it today? Yes.
We're May 5th today, yes.
It is 24 hours until the public on sale, which happens tomorrow. So all the more reason, and we have obviously witnessed it, just how many season ticket members are now a part of Bandit Land because the crowds every single night are massive. What a weekend as they sweep away Vancouver and now get set for the winner of Saskatchewan and Halifax. Again, bandits.com to learn more about how you get in on the finals, which will start on Friday, May 16th. As you know, Bandits number one seed all through the playoffs, and here they are yet again after a terrific team effort yesterday in closing out Vancouver. Back after this on Sabres Live, tons of hockey talk. Your input, as always, at Sabres Live on social. Stay with us.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.